Third parak of Bava Kama, 11th Mishnah. Shoshu Yiroi Tefach Asher Acha V'Huzak. One axe was running after another one, and the first one got damaged. Zeh Meshoch Hizak V'Zeh Melech Yelam Esel Loka. The one who got damaged said, "Your axe gored my axe." And the other person says, "No, the one, it didn't happen like that. It tripped and it fell." So even though it may have been chipped because it was running away from the other axe, but still, that's, you can't be mechayev the owner of the axe if he didn't do anything. He just maybe indirectly caused something. The halacha is hamoytzi mechaveiro olav haraya. In order to be able to get the guy, the owner of the axe, to pay, you have to bring a proof that it was gored. There were two oxen running after another one. Zeh mashoch hizik. It was clear that he's gored. The question is, which axe gored him? And each one is saying the other guy's axe gored him. Shneim turin. They're both potter for the same reason, because unless you can prove whose axe gored it, hamoitzi mechaveiro olav haraya. Imo yishneim shel shneim shel ish echad. If they're both oxen that were running after that axe belong to one person, so for sure he's chayiv, because definitely his axe did it. Shneim chayiv, they have to pay. How yechad god lechad cotton. If one was big and one was small, and this is going to go to Hizik. We're talking about a tam. Now the tam is, we learned before, that the amount you pay is chatzin nezek, half of the damages, and it's limited to the value of the axe that gored. So one was a big axe and one was a small axe. And the small axe is worth less than half of the damages. So he'll lose out. And this will lose out. So this said, no, the big one gored, and there's enough money in the value of that big axe to pay the full amount that is owed to him. Amazag amalek, yelah kotn, he's like, no, the small one did it. Or echatam bechad mur, and is it going to mur hizik, mazik going to loiki yela tam hizik? Or one was the tam that pays half nezik, one was the mur that pays full nezik. The one who got damaged said the mur was mazik, and you owe me full price. The mazik says no. The tam was mazik, only you have owe you 50%. And it's going to be over a rife. You have to prove in order to get paid the full amount. If there were two animals that were gored, a large one and a small one, and the ones who caused the damage were also a big one and a small one. The one who was damaged said, the bigger one damaged the big one. The male has enough money to pay back the damages rendered to the big one. The small one damaged the small one. It's not so, but the cotton is a godl. A godl is a cotton. This, my small one damaged your big one. So since the small one is worth less, let's say the small one is worth only a quarter of the damages. So he only has to pay a quarter of the damage for that one, and the godl is a cotton, and the godl will pay the half damage of the smaller one. Or echatam echad mur, and hizik ayma, and hizik mur, hizik is a godl, but tam is a cotton. The one who wants to make the claim says that the mur, the one who has to pay full damages, was mazik the larger animal. The one who pays half damage, mazik the cotton. Mazik ayma leki ela, tam is a godl, and mur is a cotton. Amaytzuch aveiroi olav harayo. Also over here, we say Mazgavel Haraya, that unless you can prove that you deserve more money than the Mazik says he owes you, you cannot collect more than the smaller of the two claims.